98 FM's All Day Big Breakfast. Give it to me. With Rebecca and Brendan.
Brendan's bit.
98 FM.
Now, Brendan, is Brendan's bit a bit mystical this morning? Because you're going to be chatting about the moon.
I am going to be chatting about a moon, yeah, in the next few minutes.
A moon.
Oh, very, that was all very, like, numerology there, wasn't it, with the nines?
Make a wish.
Yeah, a moon is on the way. Up first, though, we're talking about this. After weeks of much rumour and speculation, innuendo, outuendo, it has been confirmed that there are no plans to launch a Eurovision Asia Song Contest.
Oh.
Yeah. So the European Broadcasting Union, which runs the Eurovision, says it's not happening, right? Earlier this week, though, a broadcaster in Bhutan broadcast like a selection show. So you know the way here we do the like the Eurovision thing on the late once a year and we choose who we want?
Yes.
And then I think it's another European country does like a big week long.
There's a huge
thing.
One in Sweden.
Huge one in Sweden, yeah. So they basically did a version of that, right? Pointing towards like a Eurovision Asia starting.
Yeah, surely they couldn't call it Eurovision, would they?
Yeah, and basically the boss of Eurovision is not happy, right?
Yeah.
So they say that they own the format and rights holders in Asia have now had to have a word.
Yeah.
And the episodes have been taken off air and taken offline.
Right. They should have just launched a different type of song contest.
Yeah, called it something else. Yeah. So another broadcaster in Bhutan was due to air another selection process later this week, which is now, that's off.
You'd
right?
be raging if you were in the second half of acts,
yeah,
wouldn't you?
Yeah, but everyone's really confused because the channels had advertised that 18 countries will be competing in Eurovision Asia, which they said will be held in Mumbai. Now, all the way back in 2016, there was a plan to launch an official Eurovision Asia.
Oh, okay.
But it never happened and it was officially shelved in 2021. Mm-hmm. So it's not going ahead, but the boss of the EBU says it is no secret we would love to see an edition of the Eurovision Song Contest in Asia. However, no plans have been confirmed or announced to date. Voxovation is who owns the rights to Eurovision internationally. Mm-hmm. And they have developed the American Song Contest. Oh. And they are in talks about launching a Eurovision in Latin America.
Okay.
But Asia... Not yet. So I don't know what's going to happen to those people who've qualified.
Yeah, I just keep that song for whenever they do announce it officially.
Yeah, hold it.
Yeah, hold it. If it's a hit, it's a hit.
If it's a, yeah, exactly. Up next, roll out the cosmic welcome mat because our solar system has a new neighbour moving in.
Oh, really?
A never-before-seen satellite orbiting Uranus.
Oh.
A team of astronomers say they've just found a new moon.
Blue moon.
It joins a busy neighbourhood of, I didn't know this, 28 other known moons around Uranus.
Gosh, didn't know there were so many moons.
Very appropriate, Uranus and moons. Yeah, I thought there was just one moon, to be honest. And I don't know if I'm being really thick or I wasn't listening in school.
Yeah.
But there's 28 of them, 29 of them now around Uranus.
Well, what does that mean for my zodiac?
For Uranus? no other planet has as many small inner moons as Uranus. The scientists who found it say its faint rings. Sorry, I'm saying ring. Its faint rings suggest that the planet's history may have been a chaotic one.
Same.
they say the newly found moon is about the size of 90 football pitches. So
wow.
It's 9 kilometres wide. And they say you could walk it in just 2 hours.
That really is a full moon.
I'd say gravity would have something to say about that. finally this morning, the World Bog Snorkeling Championships. have just been held in Wales. Not for the faint of heart or the faint of smell. It's considered an acquired taste. Mm. Almost 200 people took part.
Bog snorkeling. I don't think you're supposed to do this, but back in the day, I know someone who went... it's called bog hopping.
Oh yeah,
you get put on a pair of wellies and you jump into a bog. Now, I don't think you're meant to do it.
That's like quicksand, isn't it?
You're not supposed to do it, so no, don't try that at home.
Don't try that at home.
So, but what's bog snorkeling?
So, 200 people took part in the challenge, and you have to basically swim through 120 yards of peat bog trench. Yeah, so it
you
looks.
Need goggles.
I watched the video. You absolutely need goggles. It's like a little canal or a little moat in the bog, right? And yeah, everyone gets a snorkel and flippers, and then you have to try
flippers
and swim.
Flippers wouldn't move very far.
No, you try and swim through the muddy water, right? But it's a bit boring, right? Because the same fella has won for the last 6 years in a row.
Oh, dear.
He's like the Anton Deck of bogs. Neil Rutter is his name, a 41-year-old school teacher.
Oh, Neil!
He's tried to quit a few times, but he says the bog bug keeps bringing him back. Mm. And he puts his success down to having strong legs.
I try not to use my arms too much. Mm-hmm. Try not to take it too seriously, although I can't help myself, and I am a little bit competitive. And I guess a combination of embracing the wacky bonkersness of the event and just having the leg strength and fitness to do well at it has meant I've just kept coming back winning it.
Strong legs in a rowdy crowd.
Yeah, that was Neil speaking to the BBC. With no bogs anywhere near where Neil lives, he says training is a bit difficult throughout the year, but he just always checks his snorkel isn't leaking and his flippers still fit.
And I'd say keep up leg day at the gym.
I'd say so, yeah. That is Brendan's bit.
Thank you, Brendan.
98FM's All Day Big Breakfast.
Chaos.
Sequins.
And a soundproof booth.
98FM.
Good morning and happy Friday. Welcome to the last edition of the week of your favourite game, Matchy Matchy. It is the game where you send one of us to a soundproof booth and then we all have to try and just say the same word as each other, which is proving a little bit more difficult than it sounds. For you to win a very random bunch of carefully selected prizes by AI, Rebecca and Brendan.
It's all going on here on Matchy Matchy.
Say goodbye to dirty clothes with this 100 euro laundry voucher. Yes.
Say hello to spice bags with this 100 euro takeaway voucher.
Win a karaoke machine.
Win a Natchi Natchi pedicure.
A chiminea.
A dartboard.
An MED face mask.
And fill it up this weekend.
Oh, I will.
Yes, it's a new Matchy Matchy Stanley Cup.
Win, win, win with Matchy Matchy.
Oh, they're absolutely gas.
They sound like Stepford Wives, they're just void of any emotion. Do you know what I mean?
Oh wow, Brendan. Scathing review of AI, Rebecca and Brendan this morning. They won't be happy with that, I tell you. Good morning to Will in Blanche, who's playing Matchy Matchy. Will, how's it going?
How's it going, lads? How's things?
Yeah, things are good, Will. Any nice plans for the weekend? What are you getting up to?
Not at the moment, but you know, when you have kids, that changes in a heartbeat.
Oh yeah. Will you be ferrying them around the place? Have they got a big social life?
Oh, the little one does. He's at more parties than anyone.
I'd say so, flat out.
What age is the little one?
Aaron is 9 and Jaden is 14.
Oh, wow. Oh,
okay, I'm back to school this week, Will.
Oh, thank God.
Will, say it how everyone's feeling.
I'm actually really
intrigued. We'll come to work for a break.
I'm intrigued to find out your answers this morning, Will. I think you're going to be very decisive in Matchy Matchy. Who would you like to play with?
I'll play Brendan, please.
Okay, Brendan, I'm off to the soundproof booth.
Bye-bye, Brendan. Off he goes. He's done a runner. Right, Will, we haven't had a win for, honestly now, what feels like ages. So maybe today is the day that we can do it. A Friday morning on Matchy Matchy. Will, your first word is water.
Bottle.
Waterfall.
Bottle, sorry.
Oh, water bottle. Fabulous. Yeah. Your second word, night.
Steak.
Night steak.
Night, did you say night as in night?
N-I-G-H-T.
I am night time.
Night time. And your third word, home.
Work.
Home, work. So we have water bottle, night time, and home, work. Are you happy to lock those three words in this morning, Will?
Yeah.
Brilliant stuff. You're locking them in. And we are fetching Brendan from the soundproof booth, who's ran into studio.
Hello.
Brendan, are you ready for your game of Matchy Matchy? Your first word this morning, water.
Bottle.
Water, bottle. Your second word, night.
Day.
Night, day. And your third word, home.
Stretch.
Home, stretch. Brendan, have you got a Matchy Matchy this morning with Will in Blanchardstown? You both said water bottle.
Yeah.
I was honestly at that moment, I said, is this it?
Is today the day?
Night, Will said time, you said day, Brendan. And after home, Will said work. home stretch for you.
Will, great answers from you this morning.
Great answers, very good. But
sorry,
not
we
a matchy
didn't do
matchy.
It.
Will, we're going to send you out a 98FM goodie bag.
Happy days.
Cheers, Will. Hope Aaron and Jaden have a very great weekend.
Bye,
Will.
Cass, if you'd like to play Matchy Matchy any morning next week, we would love to hear from you. We are dying to get a win.
We really are. We want it to happen.
0877 98 98 98. Send us a WhatsApp. Get up. 98FM's Big Breakfast with Rebecca and Brendan.